This is The Money Show. I'm Bruce Whitfield, and it is 20 minutes to 7 on this summer's eve. Janet Yellen, enjoying South Africa, enjoying our hospitality. She's not talking about Russia. It's kind of an awkward thing to do, I suppose, considering that Russia has been forefront of South Africa's minds this week and will be in February when the Chinese and Russian navies do exercises off KZN's coast in collaboration with the South African Navy. But she has been in South Africa and she has welcomed what she calls South Africa's bold participation in an energy transition partnership. Janet, it's not like we've got much choice. It is backed by the United States and other Western countries as well. She was chatting to Enoch Godongwana, the finance minister, today. She's on a two-week tour of South Africa and is sort of followed into South Africa the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, of Russia. It's quite interesting. And let's see Lumkile Mondi's take on this one. He's the senior lecturer at the School of Economics and Business Science at WITS. And Lumkile, Janet Yellen, making all of the right noises with regard to the energy transition, with regard to America's support of South Africa's energy transition. Nothing unusual, I think, coming through in her delivery today.
Good evening, Bruce, and to listeners. Bruce, this is a very important visit for us. Remember that the Financial Action Task Force had labeled us as a big center of financing terrorism, but also of money laundering. So having her here, not only trying to work with us around closing the gap that might exist between us and the U.S. in relation to money laundering, specifically around our wildlife, but also using sustainability broadly, including the energy transition. So we're quite excited that at least this relationship that relates to our weaknesses in terms of effecting and controlling financial flows and shifting cash towards the banking system, that those attempts will put us in a very strong state. Of course, we've seen already how the National Prosecuting Authority, as well as the American Federal Bureau of Investigation, have worked very hard to crack some of the syndicates here in South Africa, coming from the rest of the continent, but not in Nigeria, and trying to take money away from old widows in the U.S. So this is a very good move for us, and I'm hoping that it will send a message to the Paris Financial Action Task Force that we are doing as much as we can, and we've got a bigger support to the big brother in the U.S.
Is it going to be enough, though, I wonder, in terms of convincing global authorities that South Africa is capable of tidying up its admin?
I think, the two big actions that we saw early last year and late last year from FDI as well as the NPA indicate to the Action Task Force in Paris, and then, of course, the support that we're going to be getting from America through this relationship with the Treasury. I think it's really a point which came from the report and said that although we know more about that the money laundering, were aware about some of the prudential regulation that are there. However, state capture exposed us that we are not able to effectively take action against that. So now, with this relationship, the FBI, we've seen that slowly the NPA, but also the SIU, they're doing amazing work. It's still early days, Bruce. I think the message is that to the Financial Action Task Force that, yes, we've noted their comment, yes, we're taking action, and slowly we're winning. Of course, with the support of the Americans as well as the rest of the globe, will be able to get to the bottom of it and hopefully improve the accountability that has been lacking in the past few years.
And we've got a couple of the state capture trials beginning, and we're seeing a couple of court cases. More court cases get kicked down the road and postponed than actually brought to court. But we got the first of the state capture trials happening right now in the High Court in Bloemfontein, and I suppose it's an early signal of the seriousness with which this government wants to treat these alleged crimes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm even also, Bruce, moving away maybe from this action, but also even on the energy side, we're seeing very, very positive move around that. And hence, I think that ELN has really lended a huge support on all fronts, both on the money laundering, financing of terrorist activities, but also saying, you know what, you've already accessed $5 billion. We are there also to work with you because we believe that in South Africa, as a developing nation, does transition, that it is easier for us to work with this in Southeast Asia, which also is a big polluter, but especially China, in this transition journey. And therefore, I think these actions are very important for us. Whether we are going to be transitioning, it remains a big debate in South Africa, as we are aware that there's a need, an urgent need for us to procure as much as we can across various sources of the next generation.
Can we have our cake and eat it? We are entertaining the Russians and the Chinese for military exercises. They're ideologically opposed to America. America's ideologically opposed to the way in which they conduct their business. Both of them are more draconian states, perhaps. There are fewer freedoms in those countries. And there is a concern, of course, about Russia's attack on Ukraine. Yet we remain gloriously ambivalent to the elephant in the room on that particular front. Yet we want America's support financially on the energy transition and other issues too. I wonder how long we can keep juggling all of these balls at the same time.
Bruce, I mean, we're doing this because simply we don't have capability. So if we had a much stronger vision on our own and with capabilities, we could be able at least to try and play both sides. I think in this case, it's a matter of really not knowing what to do, as we've seen with the energy crisis that almost 15 years have passed and we knew about this problem, we have done nothing. So really, it's not because there's really a strategy or a vision. I think simply that, you know, they don't know what to do, and therefore you get string along by whatever superpower and hope that you there'll be settlement somewhere where all these different interest groups will converge towards a unified world vision and we can all work together post the war in Europe. So I don't think there's a strategy at all. I think it's a general game that's being played. It's ideological, but it's got no vision at all. I think I would have wished that we're playing this game because we're the clear agenda of creating, we're capable, and therefore we're aiming to put South Africa first in the process. I doubt. I think it's all the ANC trying to survive and trying to appease all players, but without any strategy or any vision of getting something bigger out of it.
Thank you, Lumkile Mondi, senior lecturer at the School of Economics and Business Science at Wits.